Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Here on the Gas Digital Network, it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Sorry we're starting late. My sincere apologies. It has nothing to do with our other guest. Donald, Jesus Christ.
Damn it, Donald.
Jesus, motherfucker. Okay, well, across the table from me, from the new show premiering here on Gas Digital on the 6th, true that. Half the show is here, half the show is arriving, but across the table from me is Zia Anderson. How are you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the horror of doing a show with someone who's perpetually late. It will age you. It will drive you crazy.
You know, from experience.
You will sit on a couch for hours of your life, staring into the abyss, questioning who you are, and if anyone respects you, and if anyone thinks you're worth their time at all. And wow, that lady's got a big pecker in the chat.
Oh, damn.
Very, very nice. If you want to, hey, bring that up, Jorge. I want to show you. Is that real? God damn.
I've spent some time on this site called Red Gifts. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have not.
There are a lot of ladies with peckers. Oh, wow. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a,
holy
oof.
Crap.
Wow, I don't know if that, maybe it's the perspective, maybe her hips are closer.
That looks like a tall lady as
well. I don't know. It looks like Photoshop, but you know what? Look at those hands.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
Hey, if it is, it is, and God bless her. I'd let that fall on the top of my nose.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's Jim when you need him?
He would
love this.
You know what? He's a happy man. I don't want to. Hopefully, he will be joining us soon.
Really?
We're hoping. We're discussing. But yes, I will say, you know what? The older I get, the more I gotta say. I like a little in between.
Okay.
A little hey, you know.
I mean, this isn't surprising. You've done a podcast called Bye Guys.
Yes.
So like the fact that you're like a woman, I feel like that's the best of both worlds, right? Like that's
pussy's the best of both.
Okay.
Pussy's the, come on.
I didn't know. Like if you get a trans woman with a dick, they've got tits, they've got lady parts, but then they have a really nice penis. Like
maybe
that could
be fantastic. Hermaphrodite.
Okay, I still don't know what that is.
A hermaphrodite is someone with both sex organs.
So they legitimately have a vagina under the penis? How does that work? Where does the dick go? Under, on top, on the side? Is it like a half-half?
So don't they all start as vagina? Don't we all start as women?
I think so.
And then you grow a dick, and then your balls become...
Drop. They like drop.
Your ovaries drop and become balls,
yeah,
right?
It was something like that.
This is science with this is basic science with Zach and Zia, the two dumbest people in the world.
We're like,
how do balls work? I think it's basically where the clit would be, I think, is a dick.
Oh, I've heard of ladies that have like very large. Okay, hello. So that is a little bit of a, that looks like a lipstick penis.
Yeah, sorry we started late, guys, but now you get what you get.
What? That's legitimately both. That's both. Oh my God.
Yeah, so
I've
seen
too much. That's perfect.
What's the biggest clit you've seen?
I don't know. Maybe my own.
What are we looking at? Okay.
Like that. It's not
a little
huge.
Bean. It's a little jelly bean.
But it's, yeah, it's like a little jelly bean.
Shannon, clit?
Wait, how am I describing the size?
Give me something similar. Give me an idea. Thimble, jelly bean.
Maybe like a jelly bean on the side.
Okay, like a sideways jelly bean.
Okay, that's fair.
But just as far as the height.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the width.
All right, wow,
yeah,
okay.
That was the height, yeah.
I was with a gal that had quite the clitoral on her, and she would talk about it a lot.
Did she like it when you sucked on it?
Yes, she did. She was quite the fan.
I believe that.
And she would frequently use the word swollen.
Oh.
To describe her hard clit.
It gets hard? It got hard?
I would go as far to say engorged.
Did she? Okay, I just found out about this. There's so many things to learn on the internet.
Go ahead.
A clit pump.
Uh-huh. I did not know about that, but please look it up.
So apparently it's just a thing that you put on your clit, and then you kind of like a penis pump, I think.
Like a Swedish penis enlarger?
Like a Swedish penis enlarger.
That's from the movie Austin Powers, by the way, starring a man named Mike Myers, if you didn't know who that is. Inside joke on the show.
I would be really sad if no one knew that.
Wouldn't it be sad?
I would be so sad.
If you met someone that didn't know who Mike Myers was, you'd be like, you dumb cunt, right? Right, Shannon?
We cannot be friends.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Did Shannon never heard? Was it Shannon that never heard of it?
How dare you, Zia?
Shannon, I'm
sorry. No, it was not. It was not Shannon.
Oh, okay.
It was not Shannon whatsoever. In fact, I would call it an anti-Shannon.
Oh, no.
I do want to see a clit pump now.
Apparently,
it also sounds like a Jersey dance. We go clit pumping tonight. That's what lesbians do in Jersey.
They just go like this.
Yeah, they clit pump at the club. Okay.
So yeah, apparently it makes your orgasm really awesome. I haven't tried it yet.
I mean,
I'm curious.
Shannon, how much are they?
Let's see. Oof, what is
Holy
that?
Holy shit, what is that contraption?
That's an air purifier.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's like...
I don't know what it is.
That's like a game of mousetrap.
What the fuck? That looks like a meat grinder.
That should have the fact, you know, like the factory music, the bum 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 bum.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I don't think I want that anywhere near my pussy. What the fuck?
I think this is something else. I think they put the word pussy by accident.
Yeah, okay. That's a centrifuge. Shannon.
Yeah, that's not.
That's a giant piece of machinery. If you put your pussy in
pussy
that,
pump.
It's not going to go good.
It's not going to be a pussy for long.
Go down. Those are shoes. That's the way you get pussy. That's a toilet. That's who you're getting it for.
I saw one on Amazon here.
Yeah, go on Amazon.
There you go. $20.
$20?
That's not bad.
Shannon, get it.
Does that also have nipple pumps?
I guess you could probably use it for that too, right?
Yeah.
Two different attachments.
Oh, get it right now. Get it right now. We'll pump my... Jorge, will you pump my nipples on the show?
I would want nothing less.
Thank you. Oh, we're definitely... Yeah. We're getting it.
Yeah.
And we're going to... Shannon, you don't have to be the person. We will find someone to test it.
I was going to say, you could probably talk to Lainey, and she would get someone in here that would be willing to try that out.
I could also just go out on the street and wave $20.
That's true. Ugh. But see, what the thing with that, though, is what are you going to get?
The thing with Lainey is, what are you going to get? Have you seen the goblin? She walks drunkenly down the stairs to get in here?
It's been a little while. No.
Jesus Christ.
Is it not good anymore? What happened?
I don't know, man. It's just like, I have Craigslist too, Lainey. What the fuck's... What the fuck's your job? I shouldn't see the ad. You should have a roster. It shouldn't just be you put it up on fucking...
They fucked up. They got rid of Backpages. I feel like that's where the quality was.
Well, Backpage had... adult services.
Yeah.
And now everything's on Craigslist under like
personals or whatever.
No, but also like adult gigs or something.
Oh, adult gigs. What a way to
It's like they got rid of whatever categories you could use to fucking gather up whores for a podcast.
Honestly, you know what's so funny? When we were doing Chip at one point, we were trying to come up with like funny bits and we wanted to do a hemorrhoid competition where Chip would judge the best hemorrhoid. And so I was trying to think of how would we get women to come on who had hemorrhoids? Like, that's kind of a hard sell. And so I put it up on Craigslist thinking maybe it'll be up for a little while. I think it was like 20 minutes later, I got an email saying that they took my post down. And I was like, well, where the fuck am I supposed to find someone with hemorrhoids? And that didn't seem super sexual to me either. So I don't, that
might be more of a fan base based question.
Yeah. But how many fan women are like, yeah.
You can stop there.
Good point.
I one time was I had to cast a movie, and there was a part in the movie for a kid. but I wanted to be very open that it was an R-rated movie. So I put in the ad, hey, this is an R-rated film. Your kid won't be on set for any of the R-rated parts, but, you know, there are sex scenes in the movie. So I just want you to be aware of that before any... before responding. Mm-hmm. Dude, I got a call.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Look who's joining us.
Hey.
Hey, pal. How are you?
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, Zia.
You made it. Hey.
You're looking fucking shredded, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
You look good.
You look like, hard, you know?
You look like scary Tiger Woods.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to be able to bag white women, but still look a little dangerous. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, true.
All right. Well, yeah. Let me tell you what I was telling you. I got a call from NY Casting saying, hi, we see here you posted an ad for child sex scenes.
Oh,
and we
my
need to
God.
Report you to
the
police.
God.
And I had to go, read the ad.
Who reported that and was like, what the fuck? Because yeah. You know someone did.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
know?
Oh, great, now I'm on this list twice. All right, well, Naeem Ali has joined us from the upcoming podcast, True Dat.
Yes.
Which is coming out on the 6th here on Gas Digital. I'm so glad you're here, buddy. I apologize, we had to get the show moving.
No, I get it. Thank you so much. What are you apologizing for? I'm late as shit.
You know.
Yo, all right, this is the thing, right?
And I mean, you had time to get a red drink.
I did. I had time to get a red drink. You mean? But this is the thing, yo.
He's a court low.
Y'all know I'm late. Y'all know I'm a late guy. Y'all got to start giving me the wrong time. My whole family gives me an hour ahead. They say, yo, you got to be here at 11. I don't really got to be there till 12.
Hey, Naeem, why don't you give yourself the wrong time when you book something?
Shannon, I'm not that responsible, and you know that.
The realness and frustration in Shannon's voice.
Yes, that's real frustration. Shannon almost socked me when I came in. She almost punched me in the face when I came in.
Shit, she's between years of Lewis and then Figs. Shannon is just fucking done. Shannon is a beaten down old dog.
Shannon, share your podcast idea. I think it's genius.
It's a podcast called Why Were You Late? And it's all the habitually late people, and they explain why and how it happens all the time.
That's such a good idea.
That's a great idea. All right, I got a good reason now I'm late.
Okay.
And I can show you.
Okay.
You want to see it?
Yeah, please. I 100% do.
This is exactly why I was late. My lawyer called me. I had a settlement like not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And my lawyer called me, and I had referred somebody else to him. So now he's taking their case, right?
Okay.
So he called me. He said, come, you can come to my office real quick? I'm like, well, no, I'm about to head up New York. What you got for me? He's like, I got some money for you. Motherfucker came out, just gave me like $500. Look at this.
He just gave you cash?
He just
what
gave
type
me
of
cash.
Lawyer is this?
He said, huh, bro? He said, thanks for fucking hooking me up. I said, oh, all right.
He has a $500
referral fee?
Yeah, referral fee, yeah.
What? And he
gave
just
me $500.
All right, you know what?
I had to stop to get the $500. I had to.
As much as I want to be mad at you about that.
No.
I'm not.
I need, bro, and this, especially to come up here, I got to pay for parking and shit.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you whatsoever. If I was on the way somewhere and somebody's like, hey, I need to give you $500, I probably would make a stop.
And I was literally two exits away from the Center City exit. So I was like, I'm just get off here, go get the money. But then you know how that goes. He started talking to me, showing me pictures of his dog.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah. Then I showed him pictures of my dog and just, you know.
Oh, no.
Which one of your friends was it? you almost wasted red drink.
Bro, why you do that? Hey, Zach.
That God was damn. The funniest, dude. I got, who was, oh, I, this is right when I first started hanging out with Naeem. We were in an argument in the lobby, and I was arguing, we had watched Blackula with Monroe Martin, and I made a joke that's like, do you think Blackula drinks blood because it's red? And he didn't get it. Or he pretended not to get it. And then we were in the lobby having a conversation, and I said, well, it's a stereotype. Black people like red drinks. And Monroe's like, I've never heard of that. Zach, you made that up. And Naeem comes with a red drink.
Walk right in.
Walk right in. And Naeem, in his very colorful way, he said, blanks love red drinks.
Uh-huh. And Monroe know that.
He goes, Monroe, stop acting all sophisticated.
Yeah. You know, me and Monroe from the same hood. We went to the same high school. He used to be a wild nigga. Monroe used to like, because he was like a group home kid. So he used to like, he was wild.
Yeah.
And then
he's huge.
And he's huge. So, but when I started doing comedy, I didn't even know that he did comedy. And then one day I came up here and I saw him at a show and he had glasses on and he was speaking like proper English and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? I'm like, when did this happen? When did this transition happen?
Did he start dating a white woman?
I think so.
That, yeah.
I think so.
I have a sneaking suspicion.
He got get outed.
Yeah, that'll clean you up.
Somewhere in the sunken place, the real Monroe's like, I love red drink.
See, that's a stereotype I actually haven't heard. I'm still learning all kinds of
the red drink?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, that's because you're Hawaiian.
Yeah,
I don't think all the racism makes it there.
No, there aren't a lot of black people there. I knew four and two of them were brothers. And so that's not like that type of racism didn't make it out there.
Well, I don't think it's racism. It's just
that's a stereotype.
It's kind of the truth.
Yes. Yo, most stereotypes are true.
It's true.
They all start from somewhere, right?
Yes, they all start from somewhere. Most of the shit is true.
The
watermelon shit, that comes from black people being watermelon farmers because it was the easiest thing to grow.
Oh, shit.
So, and if you couldn't get a job, you were going to grow watermelon and sell it.
Okay.
And they'll also eat it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about the fried chicken one? Where'd that come from?
That's because fried chicken, is a cheap meal. So during slavery, plantation owners, slave masters and shit would give the spare parts of chicken and shit like that.
And how do you make something taste good?
You fry it.
Fry it.
Put it in some grease, put some flour on it, boom.
That's the same with why the stereotype white people don't be seasoning their food.
Yeah.
It's because white people were richer in some cultures and had access to higher cuts of meat, so they didn't need a million spices.
They drown it in salt. Ah, yeah.
Where did the mayonnaise one come from? What the fuck is it with white people and mayonnaise?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that one. I mean, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, we won't get down. We won't fuck with mayonnaise.
I learned that from Undercover Brother. And if you remember, my favorite part of Undercover Brother is he's got like all the James Bond gadgets, and one is just a watch with hot sauce in it.
Yeah.
That would actually be nifty.
That is. Sometimes you need hot sauce.
Yeah, you need hot sauce a lot of the time. It makes everything better.
Yeah.
My favorite, you've seen Pootie Tang, right?
Yes,
of course.
Dude, I think maybe the biggest laugh I've ever had in a movie theater is Pootie Tang when he says, my father died in an accident at the factory. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's been so long.
It's Chris Rock plays his dad. It's the most Louis C.K. joke in it.
Yeah.
Because Louis directed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so surprised when I found that out. I'm like, what the fuck?
And he goes, my father died in an accident at the factory. And then it's just Chris Rock running out of a factory, and a gorilla beats him to death.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
Because it just catches you off guard. You're like, what the fuck?
Because you're waiting for the accident, and then just a gorilla beats him to death. Another factory accident. All right, we got a lot of fun shit to talk about, but let's get plugs out of the way first. Naeem, Zia, let's hear about your new show, and let's hear some dates, guys. Go ahead.
It's coming out on the 6th.
Yes, the 6th.
The 6th. It's right after Legion of Skanks, right? So it comes out at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Make sure that I have that right. 10 p.m. on Gas Digital Network. Yes. I'm so excited about this. This has been so fun.
We've been having so much fun. Just so much fun.
Also, I feel like this is going to be really bad for my anxiety because I'm now researching serial killer nurses who are... worked in all these different hospitals, like all this crazy shit. And it just makes me look at everyone differently now.
For sure. Yeah.
But it's going to be awesome.
It's a great show. If you like true crime, check us out. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't like true crime, check us out. We're warning you of potential dangers.
Yeah, exactly.
There are scary people outside.
Everywhere.
Check out True That.
Okay. And you want to plug some dates?
Yeah. When does this come out?
Today.
Today?
Yeah.
Yo, all right. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Austin at the Creek in the Cave. Do-Rag and the Deer Tag and Friends. It's going to be special guests. I can't tell you who. You got to show up and you'll see. I'm going to be at the Stand tonight. I don't know if this will be out before then. Check my Instagram for the rest of my dates. Naeem_Ali. I'm going to be everywhere this summer. Oh, I'm going to be in L.A. September 4th. And Soul Joe's July 12th. Soul Joe's July 12th. I need everybody to buy tickets to that because that motherfucker pays so much money for a sellout. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah, it really is.
Please, I need a new car.
It sounds so dumb, but it'll change your summer.
It'll change your summer. Yo, if I sell out that
Soul Joe's is pretty good.
Bruh, that's going to change my entire summer. So please, guys, buy
tickets. This is how good Soul Joe's is, just for people listening. The first time I headlined Soul Joe's, they had a little green room for me with my name on it and a picture of me. And I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. And I walked in and there was a bottle of Jaeger, a bag of Sour Patch Kids, and hot sauce.
Yes. See?
And it, he was just like, oh, I heard these are all the things you like.
Yes.
Those are all great things.
It was great. Yeah, did you want to plug your other endeavors?
I got OnlyFans and I got YouTube. Both of those things are Xialand, X-I-A-L-A-N-D. I got a new machine for OnlyFans that I'll be releasing somewhat soon. It's fucking intense. I went up to level 36, but apparently it goes to 100, so that's going to be fun.
Okay.
And then, yeah, YouTube. I stream 3 nights a week on YouTube. I eat food. I create weird things. I talk about nonsense. It's a good time.
Shannon, how much do you think it would be to get a Sibian? Let's go old school Stern.
Yeah.
But only guys. Only guys. We have to sit on the Sibian while we do interviews.
Does that even do anything for guys?
I don't know.
Oh, sure.
It just vibrate, don't it?
I bet if it hits your fucking gland.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, true. Maybe so.
I've known a lot of gay guys, but they keep telling me over and over again that straight guys are missing out.
Really?
Yeah, because if you go up there, there's a it called that you hit?
Prostate.
The prostate. Yeah, you hit the prostate, and apparently it's just like the most amazing thing ever.
I can't.
It's a release button.
My fucking, every time I take a shit, my eyes water. So I can't imagine. Every time I get to taking a shit, I'm like,
what are you eating?
I don't know, yeah.
Fiber. Yeah. Fiber.
It's about $1,200. Well,
that's because you think you're giving birth.
It's about $1,200, Zach. Sorry.
What, Shannon?
About $1,200.
Fuck that. Just get the clit sucker. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigital.com today. The new Gas Digital. Use the promo code ZOO. And what do you get? You get $1.50 off a month from your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives of all the great shows on Gas Digital, including the former Real Ass Podcast and Lewis and Zach Show, Legion of Skanks, Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show, and all this fun shit. And you get to go into the live chat. And if you tell me on the road you subscribe with either of my promo codes, I'll kiss you on the fucking mouth. All right.
I mean, if you're not going to do it for any other reason but that one, right?
All
right,
so we got some fun stuff to go over today. Love Island USA fans fuming over contestant dropping N-word.
Okay, what the hell is Love Island? I've heard people talk about it. What is it?
Shannon will explain it better than
me. I would be happy to. it's a reality TV show. It's like all of the hottest people in their early 20s in the whole wide world. They live over the course of the summer, like a few months on this like little resort. And then they basically just kind of all fuck each other.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to show you a clip. I couldn't find a not bleeped version, but you'll know when the end works. Yeah.
I'll do the heavy lifting.
Also, I just want to preface this by saying the girl is Cuban and from Miami.
Okay.
I mean,
does that make it okay?
Oh, let's go back.
I missed it.
Are you that nigga that controls what she wears? Or right, you fuck my perfect, but that's it. Like now I'm fucking my. He's my. Like bye.
Come on.
Like, listen, there's no problem with that. And first of all, she's Hispanic. Where I'm from in Philly, if you Hispanic, you can say nigga, and don't nobody look at you twice. It's fine.
I think.
And she's using it to mean man. She's not using it racially.
Yeah.
That's how I use it. I'd be like, yo, I'm about to go hang with my nigga Zach. That means man. That don't mean a black person.
Yeah, I think interpretation-wise, that is above board for me. I say Spanish gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I think most Arabs get it.
Yes. Yeah, Arabs get it.
Arabs get it. And yeah. Koreans get it for 1 year of their life when they smoke weed for the first time.
Yeah.
Koreans and Filipinos get it for 1 year, and it's when every Filipino or Korean teenager, they smoke weed when they're 16, mm-hmm. and then they think they're black for about a year.
Yes. They listen to rap music.
Yeah.
So I went to high school with some of those guys.
Yeah, I think you get it.
And they're okay. They say it, and we're like, whatever, bro.
Yeah, we're not gonna make a thing about it.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah, it's not great.
Don't celebrate it.
Yeah, but you can get away with it. We won't say anything. You say, also, white people from Kensington, you can say it. That's the worst place on earth.
Okay.
If you from Kensington, Philadelphia, and you underneath them train tracks doing dope and smoking crack, nigga, say nigga, bro. You doing way worse things already. Fuck it.
You know, if you're going to get grandfathered in.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it.
Did you see that? There's a clip of a guy talking about rap battling Eminem. And he's like, Eminem called me the N-word.
Yes, I saw that.
And he goes, and then got away with it because of how good the rhymes were.
Yeah, I saw.
You took my facial tissue, turned into a racial issue.
Uh-huh.
God damn, that's good.
Yo, that is for sure a pass. If it's a hot bar, it don't matter what race you are.
Because I remember they tried to get Eminem years ago for saying having an old demo where he had a thing about like how black don't trust black women.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's when he like straight up used to wear like the Eminem clothes, like Eminem's on his clothes and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he still finding himself.
Yeah, he was. I mean, and also, what do you grow up in a fucking trailer park? What do you want? What do you expect from this guy? What do you?
Yeah, it's probably everything. So I think. This chick got fired from Love Island?
No. So wait, I have a couple of things.
Yeah,
first,
please.
So that
Shannon, do you say nigga sometimes?
No, I do not.
Damn, can you say it right now?
No. She said it about. She said it a few times between 12 and 12:42.
Where the fuck is this nigga at?
Okay, so first, the Eminem thing. Apparently, they re-released one of the videos, and it says he did not call that person the N-word. So I could play you that little clip.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, yeah, he didn't.
No, he didn't, okay.
Yeah, he didn't say it.
Wow, look at that.
Clearing Eminem's name.
Thank you. Once you start saying it, you can't stop. So I didn't. It makes sense.
Potato chips.
Yeah, yes. Fucking Pringles. Yeah, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, yo. Can't stop saying it.
Okay,
I'll try.
Back to this chick.
It's like crack. Black people use it the most. Go ahead, Janet.
So the season just started. So they haven't actually started voting anybody off. But like Twitter is just full of people saying like they're going to try to like do their best to vote her off. What I feel like people are more angry about than her using the N-word is she is a public Trump supporter.
Mm, oh, well, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're mad that she likes
that's
Trump.
That's why. Yep.
Yeah. And
it has
then
nothing to do with
also,
that.
By the way. Also, Cuban.
Yeah, and she's Cuban. Of course she supports Trump.
Whose joke is it the second the other foot gets dry, Cubans are white?
Yeah.
Well, what about all the people that are pissed off at What's-His-Face about the joke? The joke he made about Cuba.
Oh.
The Trump rally.
That was Puerto Rico.
Oh, that was Puerto Rico.
Tony.
A floating island of garbage. Yeah, joke.
But
y'all got to start. White people got to do that more.
Yeah.
Start putting these Hispanics. Let these niggas know y'all not white. Them, Asians, Indians, all these motherfuckers be trying to be white. Y'all not white.
I have Cuban family, and I essentially call them my Cuban grandpa and grandma because my aunt married a Cuban guy, and they kind of took my family in. My Cuban grandpa, when he filled out surveys, put down Caucasian.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, I mean, of course.
Because
he'd
go, I'm not from Spain.
Yeah.
And he was very adamant that he was Caucasian.
And Cuba's super racist, I heard.
Yeah.
Super, like, the dark-skinned Cubans catch hell.
Yeah.
It's like 1960 down there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I threw my Cuban grandparents for a loop. This story's so old, it was still a landline. Mm. So my dad left when I was probably about 13. And whenever my mom wasn't home, I would pick up the phone as a black guy.
Holy shit.
And I learned that voice quick.
Yeah.
This is just, excuse me, hello?
Right.
Hey.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, sorry. Addis ain't home right now. And I would do it. I would do it all the time. And one time my Cuban grandma Esther called. And I was like, sorry. Addis ain't home right now. But she give you a call back, all right? And dude, Esther called everybody.
Oh shit.
Esther went down the phone book that day. I call Alice's house. And who picks up? A black guy? A black guy answered, I think she leave Paul for a black guy.
Yeah.
Esther's also a really white lady name. So
yeah, but I think it's like Esther's like the way Asians pick a
pick a new name when they.
And it's always an old lady name.
Yeah.
Because they were Esther and Emilio. We called them Big E and Little E.
Okay.
I took Mandarin in ninth grade. My teacher name was Henry Lee. And he, for sure, his name wasn't Henry.
His was not Henry. No,
I don't think so.
It's like when you go get your nails done and they're like, what's your name? And their name
his name was Henry. Hey guys, today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Yale Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, if you don't start on my account. If you use Kratom for some of its numerous purposes, there's only one place on earth to be purchasing it from, and that is our great friends at YoKratom.com. Why? They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. You don't want to be going to smoke shops, bodegas, gas stations, and getting Kratom where you don't even know what's inside of it, really. And then they have no answers there because YoKratom.com is in the business of getting you the best quality kratom. Not only that, $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your door. There's no promo code needed because that's already a great deal in and of itself. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Hey, let's get back into the program, right? Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, so they've just taken the streak as a Trump supporter or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Why.
Here's a fun little, we like to do fun little animal stories here on the show because it's the zoo. Mm-hmm. Let's look at what happened at this grocery store in Thailand.
Does it have raccoons?
No, I was hungry.
What the hell?
That's
a whole elephant.
What the fuck?
You have to hit him on the butt.
Yo, they hit every syllable so hard.
Hi. Hi.
Back out.
Holy shit.
So apparently he walked in, and what in the tweet, Shannon, what is, I think he ate six bags of chips.
Rice cake.
What? Oh, so he just came in here because he was hungry.
He walked in, ate six bags of rice cakes, and then just backed out.
And then
out.
Just walked out?
Did he open the rice cakes?
I think you just tear them open, yeah.
Also, a sandwich and bananas and nine bags of sweet rice crackers, yeah.
Damn.
They said he didn't hurt anybody. He did minimal damage. He's fine.
Yeah, he was just hungry.
That's hilarious. There's a couple animals that like figure out how convenience stores work.
Yeah.
And like run in and jack shit and run back out. Yeah. And they're so cute about it.
Raccoons are one of them.
Raccoons do it.
Yeah. They know how to open doors. They figure out where food is. Do you ever see the video of the raccoon trying to rinse his cotton candy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite video ever.
Like they got little thumbs, it looks like.
Yeah. They just hold everything like this. I want a farm of raccoons so bad.
I want raccoons and foxes.
Yes. They're so cute.
Foxes, this is so cute. I need a pet fox.
He's just trying to wash his food. He doesn't understand.
Nope. Shit disappeared, bruh.
He's like, where'd it go?
He's like, what?
By the way, I will warn you, Fox is adorable. Fox-like dogs, maybe the worst dog.
Really? Why?
Shiba Inus.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah, they're cute as hell.
Yeah.
So cute. Absolute lunatics.
Really? What?
Like, maybe the most... I'm very nice when they're nice, but my sister-in-law has one.
Yeah,
and I don't know if hers is like autistic or something. like when they order takeout, they literally have to be like, "Please turn off your headlights as you pull into the driveway. Leave it on the bottom step, and then back out quietly."
What?
Because the dog will attack everything in the house when it thinks somebody.
What?
Well, new is there. Much. That's too much.
Yeah, that's way too much. He might be too inbred or something.
There's something wrong. Yeah. They wanted, so my brother-in-law wanted a dog that looked like a fox.
Yeah.
So they went to a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got him and they were like, fuck. But then they already had him and they didn't want to.
Damn.
And which I also like, I know people that have like adopted dogs and given them back. I don't think I could do it. I think I'd be like, I'm stuck with this fucking asshole.
I did that. I gave a dog back. I bought a golden doodle for my daughter. And. First one, the guy said it was a mini doodle. So he was like, yo, it's only going to get like this. It's going to be tiny. So I'm like, all right, bet. No, like 6 months later, this guy's 70 pounds. He's like this tall. Looks like a fucking deer.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then also, I wasn't training him because I thought he was going to be a little cute ass dog for my daughter. Like, so we would be eating dinner. He'd just jump up on the table, start eating off of your plate and shit like that. Like, I couldn't control him. So I had to give him back.
All right. Well, that was false advertisement.
That was false advertisement. That dog's way too big for my crib. You can't live with me, bro.
Do you live in an apartment?
I live in an apartment.
See, I hate that. I see people all the time that have big dogs in apartments. And I'm like, that's
horrible.
So fucked up. It's like cramped up.
Yeah, that's tough on the dog.
Yeah. That's
I mean, probably the cage at the pound isn't better, but.
True. That's true.
A golden doodle's not going to sit that long.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Somebody probably took him immediately.
Yeah.
I actually did the same thing. My ex-wife, I had bought her dog for her birthday. This is when we were married. It was a Cocker Spaniel. And she does not know how to take care of animals at all. And then she sold that dog. I'm like, what the hell, man? How are you just going to sell it? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't have any pets, because I know myself well enough to know. If I was going to have a pet, it would have to be a cat or something like that.
Something that can take care of
itself. Yeah, more low maintenance.
Smart.
I know myself well enough to know that that's not for me. There's a reason I don't have children.
Yeah. Yeah, dogs are like having kids.
Yeah.
It's just like having kids. Like, it's crazy.
Chinese people turn cats into low maintenance.
How the fuck did you think of that? The fuck? You on Adderall, nigga? How the fuck you do that?
This is why Zach was always perfect on Chip. Just the way his brain works, yes. It was just literally so perfect.
Oh, man, that made me happy. Thank you.
That was good.
All right. Hey, let's keep it light. Parasailing horror panicked woman unbuckles midair. Let's see how that goes.
What the fuck?
She was parasailing and got nervous and unbuckled herself.
Yeah, that's the right
thing.
So
let's see how that goes for her.
What the hell?
Well, the music makes it sound good.
Sorry for the music. Let me play it.
Damn, she's a little thick in the hips. Look at her. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, lady, slow down. Don't fucking.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh.
Oh.
She's hot. This is a hot lady. Okay.
Naeem's like, this isn't even a challenging wank. What? Let's go.
What did she
what?
Think
oh.
was going to happen?
Oh, no,
why
God.
Is she doing that? Bruh, she looks like she's high as hell.
How
and
far up is she?
And let's use context clues here. The music, her picture beforehand.
Yeah.
This bitch is dead, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, this bitch is super dead.
Yeah.
Shannon?
Yeah, she's very dead.
What?
But they don't, you know, I guess there's no way to ever really know what happened, but they assume she had an anxiety attack and wasn't paying attention. Her family doesn't think it was a suicide attempt, but they're investigating still. They don't know what happened.
Wait, anxiety? What? Anxiety attack would make you unbuckle yourself?
So, it might make you be extremely irrational.
Yeah.
Okay. And so.
Oh, like, I got to get out of here.
I've had panic attacks. So many. So many.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel like if you could get out of your skin, like if there was a way for me to pull my skin off and just like get out of myself, mm-hmm. That's how it feels. So you just freak out.
I almost had one on the
plane.
They sat me in the very back. Like the inside seat, and that inside seat in the very back had no window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking lose it on here.
Yep.
I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
I got to get out of here. And I asked the stewardess, I'm like, yo, can I change seats? And she was like, well, after we get everybody seated, I'll see. And then she came back. She was like, yeah, we can move you up here. I'm like,
that's
thank
nice.
God. I was going to lose it on
and
that
then
plane.
Beyond a panic attack, my therapist tells me there's something called a trauma event,
really?
Which basically means you think you might die.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're extremely irrational. So for her, that might have been a fight or flight.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Where she literally was like, I can't be here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
was just didn't. Her...
Damn, just start pulling shit
like
off.
Because like your adrenaline and shit takes over.
Right, right, right.
Like I remember, because I had a really bad one. And then I was exhausted for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling my, because like
adrenaline.
Basically like, it was like
yeah.
I was electric.
Yeah, it fucks
yeah.
your adrenal glands, basically,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and then you're just drained afterwards. Yeah, I had so
damn,
many of those.
Yeah, I think I had one of those. Damn. I think I had a trauma, but I don't think I had a panic. I was close to having a panic attack. One time I got robbed, and this was probably 3 weeks after my older brother got killed. So my older brother's friend got robbed, and then my brother tried to help him, and then the guy shot my brother and killed him.
Holy
3 weeks
shit.
Later, I'm getting robbed, and the guy puts the gun at my face. And I just like, I just freaked out, started running around and shit, screaming, somebody help. I started freaking the fuck out, ran all the way home. I was like, I might have been like 2 miles from my house. I was 2 miles from my mom's house and ran all the way there, just full speed.
That's why you never know how you're going to react in a situation until you're in that situation, because you
yes.
don't know what your body's
yeah,
going to do.
Yeah, you don't know.
I would like to think, like, I've had so many panic attacks over the years since I was 16. I've gotten really good at,
right.
like containing it, yeah, bringing myself down. Like, I can talk myself out of it. I can breathe. Sometimes I can't. And I just, but I also just have it because I know I'm just going to have the panic attack and then it's going to go away. It,
mm-hmm.
it like peaks and then it, so I know if I just get through it. So I'd like to think I'd be fine, but I don't know.
Yeah.
this is fun. We could actually talk some therapy shit right now.
Yeah.
So the two things, my shout out Dr. Wendy, my therapist said when I have panic attacks,
mm-hmm.
The first, that really helps me is count your teeth.
Oh, I've never done that one.
Take
oh, nice.
Your tongue
mm-hmm.
and count your teeth. And by the time you're done, you forgot you like you're out of it.
Right, right, right.
And the other one is to memorize 4 or 5 things in the room, color object.
Okay.
So like if I was sitting here, I would go green wall, red shirt,
right.
blue hat. You know, window something, and you get it in that order,
mm-hmm.
and you close your eyes and repeat it until it's a pattern.
Okay.
And there's something about distracting your mind with
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
that helps you breathe through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I'll get those at like crowded places.
Yeah.
And I just have to go sit down and like count or do the you know, green car, green grass.
Right,
know.
Right, right. Yeah.
And that really helps me.
Damn. Well, you remember when you were in Philly, that's why we had to go pick my baby mama from the daycare, yeah. right? I had to pick, she has her own car. I had to pick her up because she has panic attacks when she drives.
Shit. Yeah.
Like if she's driving by herself with our daughter, she just starts freaking out because she thinks, what if somebody crashes into me? What if, mm-hmm. what if anything? So I have to go pick her up from the daycare. Like I had to go pick, well, my baby mom owns the daycare. So I had to go pick her and my daughter up and drive her back home.
How does she, can she go grocery shopping or is it like she gets rides everywhere.
Rides. Yeah, wow. Like it's either me or her mom.
Damn.
Just driving her around all the fucking time.
Tell her to look into EMDR.
EMDR?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I gotta put that in my phone.
Yeah. Write it down because I've done a ton of research on it and I'm gonna start trying it for stuff like that for me because I'm also, same thing, planes, small spaces, anything that I can't get out of.
Right.
Holy shit, it sucks. Damn. I had a freak out on a plane too, like you, but I was like, I gotta get out of here. And like I was saying, like it was really bad. This was years ago.
So did they ground the flight?
No. My husband was with me and he's really good at calming me down because okay. I've had anxiety for as long as I've known him.
Yeah. EMDR.
That's a great idea, Zach. You're too concentrated on that. EMDR, yeah.
By the way, that we've harped on it before, but the Naeem driving me through Philly is such a funny... Every part of it is... It was funny from the second we left New York.
Yes.
Till we got to the comedy.
Yes.
It was...
The whole time,
everything
the whole ride.
Was funny. We were fucking with each other. We were making each other laugh, but then anything that happened was funny.
Yes. Like, literally everything was funny. Rides. And then the simple fact that I was with you, I'm like, yo, this going to be, we going to see so much ghetto shit. I'm like, we going to see so much ghetto shit. And Zach going to have so much material by the time we get to this goddamn show.
It was like the opposite of the Green Book. Like, it was him just showing me as black as Philly could get.
Yes.
And dude, it was so, like, I don't.
Bro, the icing on the cake, my baby mom brings my daughter outside from the daycare, and she has on pajamas with watermelons all over.
Oh my God.
I never seen those pajamas before. I'm like, of all days to put these pajamas on her. You would do this when I got Zach in the car. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, and then it was the most beautiful. So where I'm in the front, his daughter and his daughter's mother in the back, and we see on Market Street in Philly three children. One of which is a baby in diapers.
Yes.
Doing TikTok dances on the roof.
On the roof.
Without a ledge.
Yes. No ledge on the roof. No railing, nothing.
This baby's doing like the Fortnite dance.
Was there any
in a diaper.
Adults with them at all?
No.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think
There's
so.
There's three
but...
little black kids up on this roof dancing.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, one fell off and bumped their head. Naeem's baby mama calls the police. First of all, she's like, we need to call the police. And Naeem, I mean, is like, they ain't my kids.
Right. I'm like, why don't you just mind your business? Damn. Yeah.
That's such a city thing.
It
just
is.
Just mind your own business.
It is my business.
Someone's getting murdered on the sidewalk, and you're like, I'm just going to cross on the other side of the street.
But then I got to listen to, in a row, her call the police, and in her, I'm talking to the police voice, explain the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Did she switch to, sound like a white lady real quick?
Mm-hmm.
A very, very matter of fact, here are the coordinates, officer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They are children, unattended, on a rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to listen to her call her best friend and retell the story.
Yes.
Girl, this baby's dancing on the roof and I had a gun call the police.
Yes.
And
Naeem dumbass over here talking about some mind my business. No, I'm not minding my business. I'm like, yo.
I'm vibrating.
This shit.
I'm vibrating with racist laughter.
We dropped them off. I literally looked at Zach. I was like, all right, now, Zach, I don't know what the fuck just happened, bro. I'm like, all that ghetto shit, I ain't playing on that. I was like, I know you're going to say something about it on stage. You're like, no, I'm not going. As soon as he got on stage, started killing with that shit. I'm like, God,
that's
damn.
All I did that night.
That's all you did.
I literally walked. I did 15 minutes of this is what happened when Naeem drove me here.
And murdered so hard. That shit was crazy.
Hey, guys, real quick. Today's episode is brought to you by our very good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, Small Batch. You get free shipping on every order. Almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. And they have the most thorough packaging in the industry. Guys, if you're gonna invite people over and you have a backyard, you have an area where you can smoke a cigar, it's a very classy thing to do. And it's nice to have nice cigars. We're getting to be grown-ups, kids. All right? So no more No more black and milds and 40s. We got to have a nice bottle of wine, a nice cigar, okay? They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars as well. Also, right now, there's a lot of uncertainty with tariffs coming, but Small Batch is making your dollar stretch even further because they have an offer featuring a free cigar that makes their code worth 21% off. Plus, there's always free shipping, plus 5% reward points that never expire. From now until June the 15th, every order over $150 that uses the code GAS10 will receive a free cigar with at least a $16 value. So no matter how much you order, you're going to still get 10% off, free shipping, 5% rewards points, and a free cigar. Use smallbatchcigar.com today. Most people click the new button first to shop their newest arrivals. Once again, discount code GAS10 at smallbatchcigar.com. Let's get back into the show.
All right, is this a thing in the hood? Because this is a big thing in Hawaii. Mm. All the babies have gold and silver teeth.
Yeah.
Because they feed them, like, they give them the bottle with just juice in it.
Yes, yeah, so they get cavities.
They get
cavities. You gotta get gold and silver caps on your teeth.
Straight up silver caps on a 3-year-old's teeth everywhere.
That's crazy. And that kid is always a problem.
Yep.
The kid with the silver and gold caps is a problem.
I saw such a insight into how I have no idea how to eat or take care of myself. Mm. My best friend is a 5-year-old, and he came to my mom's house for a holiday. Mm. And dude, just the way my mom searched for affection from this kid through treats.
Really?
This kid's gluten free.
Yeah.
He's never had anything.
Mm.
This kid has water and like veggie sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're raising
them
super
sad,
healthy.
Though.
That is sad.
That's so sad for a kid.
That is. That's how my mom raised me, and I went crazy when I got to high school.
Raised super healthy. I mean, they'll take them to like Denny's and shit,
mm-hmm.
but like they're pretty careful with them. And dude, first, my mom texts me the morning of, "What does Barrick drink?" And I was like, "Scotch." He's 5. I don't know.
Right. Okay, apple juice? I don't fucking know.
So I text my buddy, and I'm like, "My mom wants to know what Barrick drinks." And he goes, "Water. We're bringing it."
What?
When we get there, my mom had juicy juice, apple juice, everything. Does Barrick want some juice? And they're like, "No, he doesn't drink that." And I was like, "You sure?" And sure, then this kid's gluten-free whole life. My mom gets pizza.
Oh.
He loses his fucking gourd. 5 years old, mm-hmm. annihilates 2 slices.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
And before he's done with the second slice, my mom is out with cupcakes.
Oh, my God.
Then comes out with cookies. And then puts a cake on the table. He loses his fucking mind. Then she just sends him back out.
Yeah.
Puts him in my friend's car. Like, all right, bye. I was like, this kid's going to fucking.
Yes. He's going to be belting off the walls.
He's gonna lift the car.
For sure.
He's never had any of those.
Never? That's crazy as shit. Can you imagine what's happening to his taste buds in his brain? Like, he was freaking out, I'm sure.
Dude, legitimately, sugar has the same effect on your brain as, like, heroin and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because it's basically a drug.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's hard to quit sugar.
It's hard to quit sugar. But I still think with that, what you see there is just 2 extremes. They were too extreme, and then on the other side is also too extreme.
True,
you can't go too far one way or the other.
They're very... It's a cognitive thing. He's on the spectrum.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We got Asperger's and some shit.
A lot of people on the spectrum, they try and avoid gluten.
Yeah.
Because it's bad for cognitive thinking and development.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I have a cousin who's basically was on the same regimen. But all it did was make her fiend for bread.
Yes. Yeah.
She was nonverbal. Dude, if people left her with bread... that shit
bread
was done.
Is magical.
It
bread
is
amazing.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
God.
Get you some cinnamon raisin swirl, bro.
Oh, what?
Dude, I read a thing that made me want to fucking cry. First of all, did you see people are mad at Cuomo for fucking? They said they asked him his New York breakfast,
uh-huh.
and he goes, "A bacon, cheese, and egg."
Oh no!
Oh, he fucked it up. He couldn't even say that.
I'm not
normally.
Even from New York, and I know that that's wrong. What
he goes,
the fuck?
Bacon, cheese, and egg on an English muffin.
What the hell?
He goes, "I don't like bagels." I try to avoid bagels.
What the fuck type of Italian is this guy?
The worst.
The worst.
The worst. I will never forgive
one.
A man
what the
for
hell?
Bacon, cheese, and eggs.
Yeah.
It's like the same when they got J-Lo for being fucking fake.
Yeah.
Ghetto.
Yeah.
They asked her what her bodega order was. And she's like, that ham and cheese, if you know what I'm talking about.
What?
Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese?
Yeah, like, she's like, if you know, you know. And then it was all things.
And everyone was like, no, we don't know.
Yeah, the fuck are you talking about?
But yeah, they got called. I read a thing that a New York bagel is equivalent to eating half a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Damn. That too. That's crazy.
You can't do it all the time, but God damn it, they're good.
Yeah.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup.
I had a dude, I go to this Jewish place called Shelsky's. And they have a Szechuan peppercorn bagel.
Oh, my God. Damn, that sounds
that
awesome.
That sounds crazy.
It's really spicy. It's really good.
Have you ever had a French toast bagel?
Yes, actually. One of my
damn.
If I can ever get it,
so good.
One of my favorite weekend treats. Sausage, egg, and cheese on a toasted French toast bagel.
Damn. That sounds amazing.
Basically, what I refer to as the elevated McGriddle.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
I can do it.
That's the best sandwich McDonald's has.
It is. Hands
out of all the burgers. All right,
so I just did this on Sam Roberts yesterday, but I want to show you. I was on the road, and I was in the South, and I had two different fast food breakfasts that blew my fucking balls off.
Okay.
So, Shannon, could you please look up the Bow Berry Biscuit from Bojangles?
Okay. Damn, I ain't been to Bojangles since I was a little ass kid.
I've heard about it. I've never been.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I was on the road with ICP doing the wrestling shit, and it was me, Willie Mack, who's a very. Could you look it up with the one with sausage?
Oh,
what the hell? That looks good as shit.
Damn. That looks amazing.
It was me, my friend Willie Mack, who's a large, proud black man.
Mm-hmm.
And another gentleman.
Last name.
Yeah, like he's a Jewish, guy. Blackman.
That's it. So that's what I had.
Oh, that looks great.
Awesome.
That
it was so good. And then our other friend Congo Kong, who's black.
And you didn't have to say that part.
Right. Dude, we pulled up to Bojangles, and when I say this little town in South Carolina was not prepared for me and two giant black guys to get out of a van to go to Bojangles. They were like, look at them. They love it.
They had to run to the store and grab some more shit. You need more supplies.
It was so fucking... Also, there was another giant guy, Sam Stackhouse, and then Shane Mercer, who's like a big bodybuilder guy. We were quite the group.
Yeah, damn.
But that Bowberry Biscuit, that incredible.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And now, Shannon, I need you to search. The place is called Raise the Roost.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
And good name. It is the... chicken, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, it's a fast food place, but it's also connected to 7-Eleven. So it'll have a fried chicken counter in the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
We don't have good 7-Elevens here.
No, we do
My
not.
Dream
no, we
don't. Would be to open an Asian 7-Eleven here.
Oh, Japanese 7-Eleven
yes.
in New York.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Dude.
This is it. This that'd is exactly nice. It.
That looks amazing.
That looks great.
When I tell you the chicken was as good as like the Popeye's chicken sandwich,
yes,
looks awesome.
But then egg and cheese,
that looks so good,
buddy.
That
I was
so
beside myself
also,
on how good that shit was.
Those little fast food hash browns are amazing.
They are.
They're so fucking
They're
good.
They're so good.
Oh my God. I don't
And you
even
can't
remember.
Buy them.
No.
Like, I don't
no,
buy hash browns and they don't taste like that.
No,
or Ida does
the
them. You got to do them in the.
Or Ida?
Okay. You got to do them in the.
Air
well,
fryer?
Obviously, putting them in the fryer would be best.
Yeah.
Air fryer, they're great.
Okay, all right. So that's where I'm fucking up. I'm throwing them bitches in the oven, throwing them in the microwave and shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Air fryer.
Microwave
right.
any of it.
Anything that's supposed to be crispy, you got to air fry.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Have you had the Taco Bell hash brown?
No. Is it good?
Excellent, and they do it in the crunch wrap.
Damn.
So they do a crunch, a bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage, egg, and cheese crunch wrap
with the hash
and
brown
instead
inside.
Of having the. Tortilla in it, it's a hash brown.
Damn, fire.
Okay, I got to go to a Taco Bell. The last time we went to Taco Bell, because the Taco Bell in our town,
there it is.
Where we live, is a, God, that looks amazing.
That looks good as hell.
It's a shithole. Like, literally, it's a shithole. It's 45 minutes to get your food. You don't get half your order. Mm. When we first moved there, we ordered delivery from Taco Bell. We're like, fuck it, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's get some Taco Bell. They sent us like 2 out of the 8 things that we ordered and 1 thing that we didn't order at all.
What?
They just, yeah, I was like, so we don't go to that Taco Bell anymore. But at some point, I want to go try all that.
That's the worst when you order, when you go to a fast food place and they just give you all the wrong shit. That's why I stopped going to Checkers. That was it for me. I went to Checkers like 3 times in a row.
It's called Checkers because you have to check the bag. Because they're not going to give you what you ordered.
It's never what you, literally never. It's almost like they do it on purpose. Like they're like, man, fuck what you said. Here you go.
I understand that it's fast food, but fast food is now paying like $20 an hour at these places. So it's not like.
You have a real job.
Come on.
Yeah. This isn't $5.15 an hour. Yeah. You got a real job. It's crazy.
Yeah, those are the ones that are on the books, though. Sometimes you go to McDonald's at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you get, like...
At those hours, for sure.
You get the Mexican
the
ladies.
The Mexicans, yeah.
No English. The hamburger. You want hamburger? I don't know. Because my favorite thing used to be... Because I love fast food breakfast. But there's nothing better than staying up for fast food breakfast after partying all night.
Yeah.
And my favorite would be to go to the 24-hour McDonald's and wait for them to switch over, which is usually right around when the bars close.
So you got all the fresh shit, bruh. Mm-hmm.
And I would go and wait, and I would walk, because I live in a neighborhood where it's all Guidos partying, and they call it Bar Ridge. Mm-hmm. So it's all the drunk Italians from Staten Island trying to order hamburgers.
Yeah.
And it's like the C-Squad working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
They're like, is breakfast? And then some guy like, I know you got burgers back there.
Oh my God.
We just want cheeseburger. Oh, he's breakfast, no hamburger. All right, so here's a fun thing, and I think appropriate for our guests. This is a fun little list. How celebrities tip according to readers who serve them. So let's take a look at some celebrities.
Oh, nice. I've served so many celebrities.
Really? And yeah, can you give us who's been good tippers?
Yes. Okay, Pedro Pascal, great tipper.
Okay.
Super nice dude.
Yeah.
Usher tips pretty good. Met him.
Okay.
Adam Levine tips crazy good.
Nice.
He's really, really nice. Brad Wilk, the drummer for Rage Against the Machine, super nice guy, tips really well. He used to come in with Juliette Lewis all the time, his girlfriend. I don't know if they're still together or not. Also super nice. Some people that tip like complete and utter shit. The dude with the mustache that played Master Chief from Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Fucking hate that guy. He's such an asshole. Anyway, him. And then what about the All About That bass singer? I always forget her name.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
Megan Trainor.
Okay.
Her.
Thank you.
Horrible tippers. You're welcome.
Good to know.
I would think they would all tip well.
They don't.
They're rich as fuck.
they don't.
So, some people just don't believe in it.
Yeah.
That's not, if you catch me on a payday, I'm tipping like a millionaire. You might get a 50 out of me. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I do. It's because I worked in service for so long. Mm-hmm. I tip crazy every time.
Yeah.
I can't help, and I don't go out that much. So when
I'm like that at bars, because I grew up with my mom bartending.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I walk in and I immediately put a 10 or 20 down for my first drink.
Yeah.
And that way they know, like, oh, hey, I understand. Like,
and they'll take care of you.
And we also now have an understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. And you get better service.
100%.
Way better
But
service.
Also, like, they're happier to serve. Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
Like, if I see somebody starting their shift, I'll give her a 10 and go, this is good luck money for your shift.
Nice.
And that, like, to me, like, I'm like, oh, I just made their day better.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
And it's not $10 is fucking $10.
Yeah, right.
I was going to spend it on a drink anyway.
Right,
and
exactly.
Usually, most places, if the owner's not a dick, you get buybacks. Or this one's on me, usually.
Yep.
Every third one, if you're tipping the price of the drink.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
I think it kind of evens out.
Yep. No, absolutely.
Especially at like comedy clubs and shit. Comedy
nothing clubs, makes me madder when comedy clubs give you one drink.
That's crazy.
Like, dude, the way I tip, if I'm headline, even if I'm featuring.
Yes.
I know I'm tipping at least $20 or $30.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a club that made me so fucking mad. And then I said it on the air and people started tweeting them, but I had to ask them to stop. It was me, Andy, and Chris.
Okay. Yeah.
And we each ordered, I think Chris got a Heineken. I don't remember what Andy got, and I got like a fucking Makers on the Rocks. Mm. And then they charged us full price for them. And I was like, oh no, I'm headlining.
Whoa.
And they went, yeah, we don't do
what
free
the fuck
here.
Club is that?
That's going to be $50.
What?
Holy shit.
And I took out, in front of the manager, I took out the money, and I tipped the lady, I think, whatever, $5 or $6. And I said, hey, just so you know, this $50 I'm paying you was going to be your tip on those drinks.
Oh.
Yes.
And I need you to tell your manager that. Because I would have hung out all night and tipped you another $100.
Yeah, but the manager, they don't care because they want to make money.
They would admit,
I know. There's no. I know.
And by the way, what is it? A Heineken costs them a quarter.
I know.
Yeah, right.
But they're fucking. I know places like that. Oh God. Yeah.
Maybe I'm a dick for thinking, but I always think performers. I'm not saying fucking
let them drink. Let the
I'm not saying
drink.
Let every comic who's in the building
no.
drink all night.
If you're on the show,
but if I'm
you
on the
drink.
Show,
yeah.
And don't be a dick. Don't order like fucking high shelf.
Yeah,
shit.
We're not going top shelf. You're not getting 2-3 drinks at one time. But if you're on the show, yes, you should be able to drink. They tried that shit at Helium in Philly. It wasn't the manager though. It was like the owners was like, "Yo, we because I don't know for some reason they just came one night and just saw all the comics there hanging out and they tried and they were like, "Look, you got to cut this shit back. We want you closing the doors at fucking 11 o'clock or 11:30 as soon as the show's over. No comics just hanging here, drinking all night. People getting free drinks, fuck all that." And they told the staff that and they told the manager that. And the manager came straight up to us and was like, "We not changing shit. Y'all keep coming here, drinking, partying."
Nice.
Like, because the thing is, we're there performing on a weekly basis damn near. Like all throughout, you know, from Monday to Wednesday, there's nothing going on at a comedy club. So they rely on like the local people to mm-hmm. do shit. So like, why would they tell us not to come there and hang when we're there performing on the nights when nobody's coming there?
Owners sometimes are so fucking stupid with that stuff. It's like they don't understand the big picture and the whole point
yes.
of it.
Well, it's nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
To when
them
you could
especially.
Be making
yeah.
20.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's crazy.
And then it's like it's nickels and dimes out of their pocket to give their servers real money.
Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe I also have never run a successful bar, so maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm a fucking asshole.
No, I think you need to hang on to good servers and good bartenders because service is what keeps people coming back mm-hmm. to a place. It's
yes.
good food.
Do you guys
and good
always
service.
Tip at a hotel?
Always, yeah.
Tip at a hotel?
I tip everywhere.
Like at a hotel bar, just like when
no,
I'm
no. If you stay, do you leave money in the room? For
yeah,
the
no, I tip room service, but I don't leave money like on the fucking
for the housekeepers.
Yeah, no,
I
didn't even think about that till y'all said it. Damn,
it's because I swear
bad.
It's be- no. Don't I mean it's I think
not everybody does.
Yeah.
Like some people I try to if it's if I'm there more than a day,
mm-hmm.
definitely because mm. I read recently that housekeepers don't get paid hourly; they get paid per room.
Really?
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Which is
oh,
some,
if I'd have known
in some places.
When yeah, I, yeah, yeah, when I did it, I got paid hourly.
You got paid hourly.
Yeah, yeah.
I've read in some places you get paid per room.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. Yeah, see, that's why, though. It's I think a lot of times people don't think about that stuff, and I get it. Like, I wasn't mad when people didn't tip me
right.
for a house. Like, because not every, you're right, not everyone does. But it was nice when people did. It was like, oh, shit, someone left a tip
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, if I just stayed somewhere and I didn't fuck it up, and I, like, literally just slept in the bed and left, I'll leave a couple bucks.
I left five today because of that. We stayed one night.
I'll leave a couple bucks.
That's fine.
If I know I fucked the room up.
Right.
Like, I was eating chicken wings in bed.
In the bed, right.
You're getting a 10 or 20. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nasty. This wasn't me. This was my friend who I worked with. There were these gay dudes staying in one of the rooms. Mm. And when she cleaned it out, she had to throw the sheets out because there was blood all on the sheets. And, like, I think there was some shit on the sheets, too. Like, they were doing some butt-fucking in there.
That's what hotels are for.
Nasty.
Oh, my God.
Nasty. I don't think they tip, though, which is
fucked
up.
That's crazy.
Like, if you're going to leave blood on the sheets, leave a 20, you know?
God damn.
I've left a 20 or two. not from blood, but, you know, from oops to doodles.
You know, it happens.
I always say when you stay in a room with two beds by yourself, one bed is for sleeping.
Yep.
One bed is for masturbating and eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And that's how I split up my bed. Because, you know, you finish your business and you're like, now I'm going to go back into the clean bed.
Yo.
After I've been wiping my mouth with sheets.
Right, with the sheets.
Yeah.
I think the most I ever left after one of the after the first Skankfest Vegas, I think I left 50 in chips mm-hmm. and an $80 voucher for the lady.
Wow.
I was there for a
nice.
Week. I was there for a week.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I also couldn't. I didn't have time to go cash either of those things in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is just an errand, but also I'm sure this is a hell of a fucking good day for this.
Yeah,
like, $130 extra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's definitely a good day. Extra 130? What?
Yeah. But that's that was when I was there for like, and that was like the nice suite at the Cirque.
Okay.
So
I felt like.
And that was after they did a wellness check on me.
Why did they need to do a wellness check?
Sir, you haven't left your room in 36 hours.
Yo.
You had your do not disturb sign up for 36 hours and no one's seen you.
You were that fucked up?
It was after Skankfest.
Yeah.
So I think I left to go Skankfest
flu, that fucking illness we get.
Yeah, the crud.
Yeah.
And I think I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I think I left to like go get like sodas and shit at one point, but nobody saw me.
Okay.
But then I found out from other people that that's both, that whole thing is not also necessarily, because they send up two people.
Right, right.
One is the guy talking to you, and there's another guy standing far behind him, and they told me that's because of the Vegas shooter.
Oh. Oh, shit.
And that they're checking to make see what's going on. So the guy that's talking to you is the distraction.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The guy that's watching is scoping out to see what's going on in your room.
Right, right, right.
Do they train people for this? They're
I'm
like
sure they
training
do.
Their hotel staff. That's probably. Wild.
I'm sure there's a million things we have no idea. Dude, think about fucking casino. Like all the shit they
true,
know.
True,
too.
True.
Like the pit bull, like how many letter levels up the ladder there, you know, there's the pit boss, this guy, this guy answers to this guy. I'm sure security is the same way.
That's true. But I feel like that's only at nice, like casinos, nice places. Like if you're just going to stay at a regular
hotel. Oh, yeah.
Hotel,
normal ass. Yeah. No, that's just an Indian. At a that's Holiday just, Inn, they're not doing it. You'd be just, dead in that room for a week.
That's, just that's just an Indian guy who doesn't want to hear that the toilet doesn't work.
Yeah, I remember three Skankfests ago, we weren't like invited there. We just like went out there just to like hang with our friends and shit. And so we all stayed in LeMaire's room. It was like 10 of us staying in LeMaire's room. And the next morning we woke up, we all got showers and shit. Then we left. LeMaire had been out the whole night. So when we were leaving, he was coming back to like go to sleep. So we're leaving, he comes back and he calls me angry as fuck. Like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? I'm like, what? He was like, so what did you guys just all take turns just pissing on the bathroom floor? I'm like, bro, we took showers. What the fuck type of childhood did you have where you assume we all just took turns pissing on your bathroom floor, bro? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why don't we do that? Why don't we piss on your floor?
I mean,
that's crazy as hell.
I've seen people get wasted and piss on hotel walls. It happens.
Well, yeah, it happens. But this is at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the one out drinking and partying the whole night. We weren't even out there late the night before. He's coming back. We're leaving. 10 a.m. We all took shower. First of all, you could smell piss.
That's true.
Like piss has a smell.
It does.
Especially if 8 or 9 men took turns pissing on the floor. Well, come on. Like, what are we even doing here? And he's like, oh, well, I mean, you guys could have at least like cleaned it up. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, you about to take a shower now? I can clean it up now. He's like, no, I'm going to sleep. Then shut up. Shut up. I'll see you when you wake up. Like, what are you saying? It's crazy.
I heard a great story of a deathmatch wrestling company getting banned from a hotel. One of the wrestlers had a party after the show, and all the guys went, and they were still bleeding.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they were doing drugs all night and drinking. And then they all kind of passed out, woke up, and left. And they called the guy whose room, the name the room was in. Mm. And they're like, hey, sir, I'm sorry. We have some issues. We found some blood in your room. And he immediately, he's this fucking old guy, so he's got his grap. He's like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend's on her period. I apologize. And they go, sir, it's on the curtains and the walls. And the entire bathroom sink is covered in blood. And he's like, yeah, my girlfriend's on her period. What do you want?
For me.
I'm just picturing how a girl on her period would get blood all over the curtain.
It was like on the ceiling. Well, it was my one friend, and I won't incriminate the man whose room it was, but it was my friend Hardcore Hillbilly. Mm. He had taken a light tube shot in the back and fell asleep sitting up on the wall.
Holy shit.
So he fell asleep, slid down the wall.
Yeah, his
and
blood
tracked.
Just made a streak. Damn.
Blood, yeah. All right, so let's look at some of these celebrities talking about who was good, a good tipper and a bad tipper.
First one is T-Pain. Do you guys want to guess or just want me to tell you?
Yeah, let's guess. T-Pain.
T-Pain's a good tipper, I think, because he blew all his money at one point in time. I think people like that.
I think he's away. Somebody that balls out, and it's part of the image to tip good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shannon?
So it says T-Pain once tipped $2,000 on an $800 bill.
Holy. Damn. That's crazy.
Why didn't I ever get those people? Why didn't T-Pain ever come in? What the fuck?
Right.
Damn.
That's some baller shit.
I love it, Shannon. Keep it going.
Number two, Bruce Willis.
I bet great.
Great tipper.
Yeah, I would think.
He seems like he respects people that are
public
grinding.
Image.
Yeah, true.
He tipped 100% on the card and then 100% in cash.
Wow.
Nice. Very
That's
nice.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Kenan Thompson.
I think he tips good.
Yeah. No, I don't think Kenan Thompson
think so?
Tips good. Fuck no.
He seems like a nice dude. I don't know.
He seems nice, but he'll be paying shit for them Kenan and Friends shows at AC. He'll make shit for them. Make $40 doing that dumbass show.
It says best tipper at New York City nightclub was Keenan Thompson, tipped 100%.
Nice. Oh,
okay, nice.
Yeah.
But take it back.
He's got a vibe about him.
He does seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Sebastian Stan.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I was like, who's Sebastian Stan? I thought Sebastian Maniscalco for a second, not him.
You gotta take
Sebastian Stan, Winter Soldier. I'm an idiot.
Oh,
I hope
okay.
he tips good. I
like this guy. Yeah. I hope he tips good. He looks like he tips good. He's a Marvel guy. They make $10 million a minute. Yeah.
He better tip good.
Tip good.
It says,
you remember when you, I gotta do Sebastian tipping now. You remember when you were a kid, your dad would take out his wallet, and he'd have the card in his wallet with how much you tip, and you move the decimal point? Not me. I just take the money. I go, boom! Sorry, go ahead.
It says he gave $1,000 to each staff member on the set of A Different Man.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's
nice.
Oh, my
God.
Jim Belushi.
Bad.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah, bad tipper. His sloppy looking ass.
It says Jim Belushi always gave me $100 to $200 on his regular $28 tab.
Good for him.
Okay,
it was oysters and one seltzer with bitters.
Good for him.
All right, that's awesome.
Lady Gaga.
Great tipper.
I could see her tipping bad.
Yeah, I don't know. She was rude to her dog walker that fucking got killed or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't know about her. She seems like a rude lady.
Gaga and her boyfriend left a $700 tip on a $42 bill.
Damn, I take it back. These are all they all just tip good.
Did anybody tip bad?
There were a couple. Hold on.
Well, all these people make so much money, though.
Yeah.
Like, everybody on this list makes so much money.
I mean, that's what I would do if I had a fuck
ton of money. It's nothing to you. Yeah. If you're a millionaire, it's nothing for you to leave.
Here's a grand.
Here you go. Take a thousand.
That's like $10 for us.
Yes. Yeah. Want a thousand? Take a thousand.
I wish I had a lot of money to do shit like that. That'd just be a fun thing to do.
Yes.
I mean, this one, you know, it's just like the least of all the great ones. It says Zendaya and Tom Holland paid for the people behind them at Starbucks. This is just the least of the great ones.
That's gay.
Jessica Simpson left me 50% on her lunch bill and signed a birthday card for my best friend.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hold on. I know it. All right. So the one that's obvious that I remember seeing from the end is Diddy. And it just says worst was Diddy.
Really? Okay.
But not what he gave. City Girls.
Oh, I love that song. City Girl,
No
clue.
It says they're awful, and they left $30 on a $300 bill.
I could believe that. They seem like very rude ladies.
They seem very unaccustomed.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they were like, before they were rappers, they were scammers. When they first got popular, the one girl in the group was in prison for scamming. So she couldn't even like go around and tour with them because she was in prison.
Okay.
So people like that, you're not going to tip good. If you a scammer, you're taking money from people.
But you know what, though? Mm. Worst tipping story. I don't know why I didn't think of this. This is just a worst story in general. The freaking Dixie Chicks.
Really?
Fuck the Dixie Chicks.
Damn, they made so much money, too.
They made so much money. They came in once, this place I was working at, and it wasn't even my table to start with. I came in and took over because the girl before me was leaving her shift, and they were waiting a long time for their food. Now, the place that I worked at was a really busy, it was like a 2.5-hour wait. It was a brunch place in LA, which is, you know, brunch is insane there. It was like a 2.5-hour wait. They came in. They were waiting a long time for their food because food was just taking a long time. And there's like, I just came into it. I didn't put their order in, nothing. And I kept checking in with the kitchen. I told the manager, like, there's not really anything I can do at that point.
Yeah,
just like,
You're not cooking it.
Yeah, like, I'm not cooking the food. It was taking a while. They started to get really pissed off. They started to get really like, meh, meh. So they made their food to go because they had to go. And they just gave them their food to go and said, we took your food off of the bill. And I dropped the check with just their drinks. They not only stiffed me completely, didn't tip, they didn't pay for the drinks, and I had to pay for them. They just got up, took their food, and walked out.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That shit wasn't even your fault. What the fuck do they want you to do?
I don't know. I was like, I had to get the manager involved, too. I was like, there's nothing I can do at this point. I checked in with the kitchen. Food's just taking a while. Like,
what
I don't
know.
Assholes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm going to remember that now. If we take anything away from this episode,
fuck the Dixie Chicks.
Fuck the Dixie Chicks.
Even though Goodbye Earl is a great song.
I don't know any of their music.
Goodbye Earl is excellent.
Okay.
It's a very, very good song. However, inappropriate, and that's what we learned today. We're going to call it there. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you do one thing for me, guys, today, it is to check out True Dat, premiering on the 6th here on Gas Digital. Support these guys. I love them dearly, and I think you're going to love their show. I would love to talk true crime with you guys sometime.
Of course.
I am a serial killer aficionado. Mm. So I am ready whenever you have a subject. And I can't wait to see what you guys do with the show. I love you very much. And we'll catch you this Friday on our exclusive episode here on GasDigital.com. Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down.